Maggie Motors tailgate rolling on here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM at KCIM. Joplin, Kentucky, right now with Ryan Steinkamp, of course, the head football coach with the number one ranked Kemper Knights. Coach, is always good to catch up with you, and congrats on a great regular season as we head here to the postseason.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
You bet, Coach. Surprised at how quickly the regular season went, or did it not go fast for you?
You know, it feels like it goes by fast. And you look back to week one, it feels like a long time ago too, but you know, it's crazy how fast it goes too. And just really, really happy the way our kids have been improving each week.
What's the excitement been like this week with the opening of the playoffs? You guys, number one ranked, the number one seed. So has it changed anything? Has there been a renewed kind of energy, or has this team kind of had that energy all year?
Yeah, you know, we talk about energy is one of our key words of the week each week. And we kind of keep that focus. You know, that's why we treat each opponent, you know, like it's that way. So that way when, you know, this time of year comes, like we're mentally prepared, we're physically prepared, and just how we attack it and things like that.
I know you guys have been working a lot on tackling, so probably fairly physical practices throughout the season. Did you keep that up now that you're into the postseason, or did you guys tweak and change up a little bit how the practice schedule is now that you're into the playoffs?
We kept it pretty much the same. You know, we definitely keep on tackling. We might use the dummies a little bit more. And I know we keep guys less contact for them. But we definitely, you know, same process. Keep at it. Keep getting better at the little things because, you know, it comes down to it. The plays and stuff are great. But if you can't block tackle, you know, it really doesn't matter a whole lot. So we definitely keep a big emphasis on those things.
Feel like you had a good week of practice?
Yeah. It's been solid. The kids have done a good job of being locked in, you know, being focused, and just implementing the game plan.
Most teams have some injuries going into the playoffs, but you guys lost Preston Venami last week, your center on the offensive side of the ball. How does that change, or does it change what you guys look to do?
Yeah, you know, Preston did a great job too. Unfortunate injury. You know, hope to get him back in the near future. But yeah, it definitely, we rotate a few guys. You know, we have confidence in all of them too. Like, say we're a unit, and we definitely had a conversation to guys like, you know, this time of year, like there's no saving guys. It's the next guy in, and tell the whole team, like everybody's one play from being in. So it's, you have that mentality and being locked in, and then knowing the game plan assignments and things like that.
Did you guys get together last Saturday morning for, you know, the announcement of the brackets and pairings, or did you guys just kind of, everybody watched it or looked at it on their own?
Yeah, I think it's just kind of everybody on their own too, you know. Our kids, they gave us a lot. Monday through Friday, you usually give them the weekends off. Us coaches were definitely texting and things like that.
What was the response that as you guys were chatting with each other that morning with Grandview Christian? They come in 5-3, took third in their district.
Yeah, I mean, I think for us, it's just, you know, we're excited about any opportunity to play too. You know, it's out of our control from the state, and it's something that we get to. So we're excited. They're going to be a good opponent. It should be a lot of fun on Friday night.
Coach, you guys get an early game. Usually, it's a 7 o'clock kickoff. You're kicking at 5 on Friday night, so that you can have a doubleheader. Does that change anything for you guys? As far as, I mean, most people want to be in that rhythm of, you know, we kick at 7. Here's you how you what time you get to the field and all that. So, has it changed anything? Have you talked to the guys about needing to be focused and ready earlier in the day?
Yeah, so we're going to have pretty much the same routine we've had on every Friday. Just kind of bump things up a little bit. And I know I think about, you know, like playing at 5 might be weird, but well, we practice at 5 every day. So, you know, you're used to the sunlight, used to those type of things. And so just things, you know, it is what it is, and we'll be ready to go.
Let's take a look at this Grandview Christian team. They want to throw the football, not that they don't run it, but throwing the football seems to be where their strength is. Braden Hoban, their leading receiver with 44 catches on the year. You said he's kind of a taller, bigger guy, and they really like to use him. So what's their offense like, and how does it different? It means they like to throw the ball. How is it different from what you guys do?
You know, you'll see them going some quad formation, some double tight. You know, they'll move him around a little bit, find different spots, and he's a good blocker, so he can't just assume pass all the time too. And they also have a couple other really good wide receivers as well too, so you can't just focus in on him. And the quarterback does a great job of distributing the ball and hitting the open guy.
Your defense and your secondary has been real good all year. What do you guys need to do to continue that success?
A lot of it is communication, you know, knowing down distance, talking motions, formations, and then just, even during the play on certain routes, communicating and just being on the same page.
How do they use their run game? Because the Albright kid has really touched the ball quite a bit, running the football. He's got 100 carries, averaging almost 6 yards per carry. Just one touchdown, though, on the year. So how do they mix in their run game?
Yeah, they do a good job of it with some counters and dives and get him to the outside too. So definitely, they build play action offense. He's definitely a really tough runner, really tough player. They got good old line. So, Jimmy. Well, definitely, our linebackers about to read their keys and be ready to play against that run game.
What do they do defensively? How can you attack them?
Yeah, their defense is solid. They run a four front. They bring a lot of pressure off the edge, up the middle too. So we definitely, O line has got to be communicating and working together. And then a lot of offensively, it's getting 3, 4, 5 yards a run. Get ahead of the sticks too in the pass game, taking what's there, and just let our kids go be athletes.
Coach, for the pass game with Brock, you talk about how they bring a lot of pressure. Is there any pre-reads he can do before the snap that'll help him figure out? Do they have anything that kind of gives him a tell or anything of where that pressure might be coming from?
It's just from reading it too. A lot of teams, are good at bluffing it, like showing and not going type deal. So a lot of it's kind of just on the snap. Him just his experience just kind of comes into play there.
Their losses, they lost to Greene County, Van Meter, and Woodward Granger. Woodward Granger was 7-6. Van Meter, they played well at 27-13. What did you see in their losses that was different than in the games that they won this season?
Not a ton. Those are close scoring games. You get those close scoring games, it comes down to one or two possessions or one or two plays. So they're definitely a very good, talented, and well coached football team.
You guys really haven't felt the pressure of being number one all season. Do you think that changes here in the postseason, or is this group just really calm and kind of focused as you've talked about all year?
Yeah. We talk about just being 0-0. That's something that, we don't really mention a whole lot too. It's great recognition. The kids are obviously aware of it and things like that too, but that's not our mission and goal. Like I said, we talk about the goal is to play our best football each and every week and to keep getting better too.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you joining us here on the Mackey Motors Tailgate. Appreciate you joining us. We'll look forward to catching up with you right after the game for the New Way Forward Scoreboard Show. So thanks for joining us here tonight, and best of luck.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Ryan Steinkamp again joining us here on the Mackey Motors Tailgate. Back with more coming up next here on KCIM.